Today's Shir is Masech Tekdushin Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to teach us subjects that are similar, distinctions like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the difference between mitzvahs that apply to men and to women. Our Mishnah follows the same format. Says the Mishnah, Kol mitzvah shitaluya be'eretz. Any mitzvah that is land, that's connected to the land, and in oheges el ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. As Rishonim explained, it really means two things. Number one, it means any mitzvah that involves something that grows, that to trees, to plants. And furthermore, it also applies to things that grow from the ground, fruits, vegetables, produce. V'she'enet tluyus ba'aretz, any mitzvah that isn't connected to the earth. Naheges pein ba'aretz, pein b'chutz la'aretz applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Mefarshim ask, why do we need the second line of the Mishnah? If the first line of the Mishnah says that regarding mitzvahs at tluyus ba'aretz, the din is a din, it makes a difference if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. Obviously, any mitzvah that is not tluyus ba'aretz applies everywhere. So why did Mishnah have to add this line? So I saw the Mefarshim answer. We would perhaps think that mitzvahs at tluyus ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs and tluyus ba'aretz are obligated in Eretz Yisrael midoraisa, and Chutz La'aretz only midrabanan. Teaches us the Mishnah that's not the case. Mitzvahs of tluyus ba'aretz apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs and tluyus ba'aretz apply equally in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and therefore the obligation to do all mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz is midoraisa. Chutz, the exception is Arla. We know a tree grows fruit. The first 3 years that the tree grows the fruit is Arla, it may not be eaten. That applies even in Chutz La'aretz, as you will learn in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, Shir, it's a Drabonon, or Halach L'mashim Sinai. For Kloim, we're now allowed to mix different species. Again, that mitzvah doesn't only apply, even though it's a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz, doesn't only apply in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afa Chadosh, so too is the din of Chadosh. First, to explain what Chadosh means. Chadosh means any of the five grains that grows that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, on the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nissen, they would bring a Karban Omer. And until that Karban Omer is brought, one may not eat from that new grain, one may not use the grain. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim, the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Halachically, as soon as Tezayin Nissen, as soon as the morning of Tezayin Nissen comes, it should be mutter to eat that grain. However, there is a takana from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who says that if now, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and people will become accustomed that as soon as Tezayin Nissen in the morning comes, we can eat the new grain. Next year, Mitzvah Shem will have a Beis HaMikdash and people will be accustomed to eating it right in the morning. But next year, we have to wait until the Karban Omer is actually brought. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that the chadosh, that the new grain, cannot be eaten until Yud Zayin Nissen. So next year, even if we are used to the old ways, nothing goes wrong, because by Yud Zayin Nissen, the carbon will have certainly been brought. Tosfos asks, why, quote Yerushalmi, why doesn't our Mishnah include the din of challah, that when we make a dough, if it's the sufficient size, we have to take off challah, that also is a mitzvah tluy bar, depends on something that grows from the ground, and also it applies in Chutz La'aretz also. So Tosfos answers, quoting the Yerushalmi, that our Mishnah is only speaking about things that apply only to both to Jews and Goyim. Arla doesn't make a difference if it's a Goy's tree or a Jew's tree, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem. The same with Klayim. Challah, the obligation to separate challah is only from a dough owned by a Jew. A dough owned by a non-Jew, there is no chiyuv challah. Tosfos also goes on to say trumas and maestris, although there are gemaras that we, Baruch Hashem, have learned together that indicate that certain countries, even outside Eretz Yisrael, particularly Syria, there's a chiyuv trumas and maestris. However, Tosfos b'zman hazeh, our minig is that we don't take trumas and maestris only from produce of Eretz Yisrael, so we understand why trumas and maestris are not included in the Mishnah. Why did Chazal say that challah has to be removed, even though it's not in our Mishnah, if it's owned by a Jew? Because the Mefarshim explain, and there is no source in the Torah, it's purely Midrabanan, The Rishash explains, because Chalad is not completely a mitzvah tluy baretz. It also involves human intervention, the actual afrasha, and therefore Chazal said, since it's not a pure mitzvah tluy baretz, it should be also done in chutz laretz. Which opens us up to a very important halachic discussion. As we will learn in a moment in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, there's a machlokes how to understand this line of Rabbi Elazar Omer Afa Chodesh. Some explain that Rabbi Elazar is the one that says the Chodesh applies to Chutz Laretz. That's the maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara has a havmi that's actually the opinion of Tanakama. But even if, as I said, and we'll learn in the Gemara, that it is Rabbi Elazar's opinion that Chodesh applies in Chutz Laretz, it's a machlokes rishonim, who do we paskin like? There are some rishonim that say, since it's only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, not the opinion of the Tanakama, so Chodesh doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. But there are Rishonim that suggest that we follow the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, even though the Tanakhama disagrees with him, because there's a Mishnah in Arla that clearly indicates that Chodesh applies in Chutz Laretz. And therefore, the question comes up, why are there people who are not machmer on Chodesh, on flour, on grain, in Chutz Laretz, that they should be careful, it shouldn't be Chodesh. So the Rama says that even if we hold that Chodesh applies to Chutz Laretz, it's only midrabanan, and therefore he wants to suggest that we can rely on a Sfek Sveka. First of all, it's a Sfek Rabbanan, and if there be any other Svekas, we can rely on that to be lenient, but sometimes there is no Sfek Sveka. So there's the famous Bach who quotes, who says that the reason Chodesh does not apply in Chutz Laretz. It has nothing to do with Chutz Laretz, he says. It has to do with Chutz Laretz, but also has to do with the reality that it's not Jewish-owned. Chodesh only applies to Jewish-owned produce, not to non-Jewish-owned flour. And therefore, most flour that we buy is certainly non-Jewish-owned, the grain, the flour, and therefore, the din of Chodesh doesn't apply. That's the famous opinion of the Bach, that in many, particularly Chassidish circles, they rely on the Bach, why did not Machmer on Chodesh? The question that comes up after quoting Taisvus is that Taisvus says that our Mishnah didn't mention Challah, because Challah only applies by Jewish-owned Challah, not by Goyish-owned Challah. If the same distinction applies by Chodesh, so why did the Mishnah mention Chodesh and not Challah? So the Mefarshim, in trying to defend the opinion of the Bach, say, because this distinction between Jewish-owned and non-Jewish-owned is only in Chutz Laretz, according to the Bach. In Eretz Yisrael, the Bach will agree that all grain is subject to Chodesh. So since this is not an absolute distinction, that's why Chodesh is mentioned and Challah is not. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should be Machmer on Chodesh, not like the Bach, even in Chutz Laretz. And again, the only time, according to Mishnah Berurah, we could be Mekel, he has two coolers. If there are a number of Sveikas, the number of questions that we have a Svek Sveka, he says we can be Mekel. And the other thing he says is, we can also be Mekel on Kalim. That means, if somebody cooked in a pot, let's say spaghetti, the spaghetti was not necessarily Yoshon, it could have been Chodesh spaghetti, and then somebody wants to use that pot to cook another food, not a grain-based food, so even though there are blis in the pot of Chodesh, the Mishnah Berurah says one can be Mekel even if he's Machmer on Chodesh. Ask the Gemara. The Mishnah began discussing mitzvah tluy baretz and mitzvah she'enet tluy baretz. Ask the Gemara, my tluya, my she'enet tluya. What does the Mishnah mean with these words? Ilayma tluya d'ksiba bia. Any mitzvah the Torah uses the word bia is considered a mitzvah tluy baretz. V'she'enet tluya, and what's considered mitzvah she'enet tluy baretz? The likes of bia, where the Torah does not use the word bia. Ask the Gemara, by tefillin, the mitzvah tefillin, or petach hamor, the both of them, ksibem bia. The Torah uses the words bia. V'nehagin bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz. And we see that tefillin and petach hamor apply in chutz laretz. So obviously that cannot be the definition of tluya. So there's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim. And who says that you have to put on tefillin in chutz laretz and they have to do petach hamor in chutz laretz? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. So Rashi says everybody wears tefillin in chutz laretz. So Taisus says, so just because everybody wears tefillin and chutz laretz doesn't mean that you have to. So Taisus says, the fact that everybody wears tefillin and chutz laretz is a proof that at least midrabanon there's an obligation to wear tefillin and chutz laretz. Our Mishnah is even mentioned issues midrabbanim, because Arla, as I said, and Kloyim may also only be midrabbanim and chutz laretz. So obviously that can't be the definition. That's how Rashi and Tosfos explain. Others say that tefillin certainly applies the chutz laretz, because this is also Yerushalmi, because the Ritva quotes to Yerushalmi. He says, let's look in the Pasha that we say every day. The Torah speaks about us going into Golis, until the same Pasha says, so we see that even when we're in Chutz Laretz, we have to put on tefillin. That's what the Pasha is saying. And then in the other Pasha that we say every morning, after we put on the tefillin, we see that the Pasha compares Pet Rechem to tefillin. So if tefillin applies to Chutz Laretz, because of the proof that we just gave, so too does Pet Rechem. A third explanation I saw is that the Torah, again, the same parasha, speaks about Talmud Torah and Tefillin. Talmud Torah certainly applies all over, and the Torah compares Tefillin to Talmud Torah, as we learned a number of times in our parak. So that's the proof that Tefillin applies to Chutz Laretz, and therefore, Pet Rechem, which is also compared to Tefillin, will apply in Chutz Laretz. So it can't be pshat, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Rather, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Kamer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah, as we learned, Kol mitzvah shechayves aguf, any mitzvah that's a person's personal obligation, no heges, bein baris, bein chutz laretz, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. Chayves kaka, anything that emanates from the ground, ein no heges ela ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara Menani Mili, from where do we know this distinction? The Tana Rabbon. The pasuk says, Eila chukim hamadrashis, v'mishpatim elu hadidim. So there are many explanations of this brisa. One explanation I saw is that hamadrashis means halachas that we learn through Ribi Miut, dinim are halachas that we learn with Gzeri Shava. Another explanation that I saw is that we know, we do this every day, Baruch Hashem, the Shlosh Esrei Midrash that Torah addresses them, the various ways how we could explain the psukim. Eilu achukim hamidrashis are the general rules how to explain psukim. V'mishpatim eilu adinim are the implementation of those rules, how we actually implement those rules in understanding psukim. A third pshat that I saw was from the Torah Tamima. We know that throughout the Torah, what is the difference in the definition of the word choik versus the word mishpat? Choik means something that b'li tam, there's no reason. We have to accept it. Mishpat is something that we can understand. Sometimes we learn a Gemara and we see the Gemara makes a drasha from a pasuk. It's hard to understand how the Gemara got there. Eila chukim, eila madrashas. Even though the Gemara makes a drasha, which is hard for us to comprehend, we have to accept the drasha. But mishpatim means to dinim that sometimes the Gemara makes a drasha, which is easy to understand. Asher tishmurun zu mishnah. Here too I saw a number of pshatim. What does this mean? Some explain, learning mishnayis, zu mishnah. Learning mishnayis is a way to remember all of the Torah. Another pshat is mishnah means Torah shebapeh. We can't really approach Torah shebiksav without Torah shebapeh giving us the opportunity to understand it. And the third pshat, which many mepharshim suggest, is Rashi's explanation, Zumishna. If somebody wants to be Shomer, if somebody wants to follow the words of Torah, there's only one way to accomplish it. Zumishna, you have to learn. If you learn Torah, you'll be able to follow the Torah. Lasais, Zumasa. And that will bring you to actually fulfill what the Torah says. Ba'aretz, continues the Braitha, Yochel kol ha-mitzvos kulon, lo yehei nahagim el ba'aretz. We think that we only have to observe the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Tamaloy mekor ayomim asher techayim al adoma, wherever you live. Continues the Braisa. I kol ayomim yochel yoy nahagim bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz. So we follow that pasuk. We have to observe all mitzvahs wherever we are. Tamaloy ba'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. So supposes the Braisa the question itself. Ach shiriba hakasamiyot. On one hand, the pasuk seems to indicate we only have to fulfill the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, it seems to indicate everywhere. How do we reconcile this? Say, Lamad Mimash Omer Be'inyan. So let's understand from what the Torah itself says. Abe Ta'abdun as Kol HaMakoymus Asher Avdu Sham, which talks about our obligation to destroy Avodah Zorah, which is a personal observation. It's not connected to the earth. Ma Avodah Kechavim Yuchedes Shuchavis HaGuf, It's a personal obligation, and therefore no heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. It applies wherever we live. Af koshi chayvus aguf. Anything that's a personal obligation, no heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Anything else applies. Chayvus karka only applies in Eretz Yisrael. I saw a very nice pshat from the Panim Yofis. Now that we explained that pet derechem is a mitzvah that applies even in chutz la'aretz, we could understand what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Adas Kairach. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Adas Kairach, Lechamor achad mechem nosasi. He spoke about a donkey. Why did he speak about a donkey more than anything else? Because he was trying to tell us we're in chutz la'aretz. They were still in the midbar. But pet derechem, as we just finished explaining the Gemara, even applies in chutz la'aretz. So he says, I was careful to follow the mitzvah of pet derechem. Chutz me'ol v'akloi. Ask the Gemara, as we indicated when we learned the Mishnah. How do we understand the Mishnah? Ibailhu. Rabbi Lezer l'kula polig. Is Rabbi Lezer coming to be more lenient and saying that chadosh doesn't apply in chutz la'aretz or l'chumra polig? Or is he coming to say chumra that chadosh does apply in chutz la'aretz? And the Gemara explains how we would understand the Mishnah according to both options. L'chumra polig, and this is the way to understand the Mishnah. V'akama, Tanakam. The Tanakam teaches us chutz min olam naklayim. All in a klayim are exceptions to the rules. The Rechsa Gemirla, what this exactly means, we'll learn tomorrow. The Afgav the Iklamema, even though one could successfully argue, Chayvus HaKarkihi, and therefore should not apply in Chutz La'aretz, tells us the Tanakama that Ola and Klayim do apply in Chutz La'aretz. Av Chadosh, Chadosh Ba'aretz in, B'Chutz La'aretz Lai. Only in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. My Tama, what would be the basis of the Tanakama's reasoning to say that Chadosh only applies in Eretz Yisrael? Because according to the Tanakama, the Torah uses the words regarding Chadosh, L'chol Dorei Seichem, B'chol Moshvei Seichem. So if we follow the simple pshat of the Pasuk, B'chol Moshvei Seichem means wherever you live, should include Chutz La'aretz. Says the Tanakama, that's not the way to understand B'chol Moshvei Seichem, as we'll discuss much more soon. He says that the taich of Chomesh V'Seichem means La'ach Yerushi V'Yeshiva. We know that Klal Yisrael, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, when Yeshua brought them into Eretz Yisrael, it took them 14 years to conquer the land and divide the land. And the Pasuk is telling us only after those 14 years will you begin to be obligated in Chadosh. So according to that, the Tanakhama is telling us that Chadosh only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And B'chol Moshvei Seichem tells us that even at Yisrael, it's only after the 14 years. B'chol my Tama, Moshev Lach Yerushev Yeshiva Mashma. We don't begin, it doesn't kick in until those 14 years are up. Comes along Rebbe Lazar, V'af Chodesh, to tell us no, that what's Pshat B'chol Moshvei Seichem, Chodesh, Noig Bein Baras B'chutz La'aretz, he holds that Chodesh applies everywhere. My Tama, what's his reasoning? Because he follows the simple Taitshid Apostolic. Moshev means, become welcome, shatim yashim, wherever you live, chutz la'aretz or Eretz Yisrael. Adilma, or perhaps the other way of understanding the Mishnah, l'kula polig. Rabbi Loz is the mekel. V'achkama, Tanakama, the Tanakama holds chutz min all of a klayim, that all of a klayim, the hilchos gemirla, that they apply in chutz la'aretz. V'chayus koshkein, and certainly says the Tanakama, chadosh applies in chutz la'aretz. The Moshev, because since the Torah says B'chol Moshvei Seichem, what does that mean? Kol Mokom Shatam Yoshev Mashma, wherever you live. Vos Rebbe Lozer L'meima, comes Rebbe Lozer to disagree. Tanakama holds that all and Klayim and certainly Chadosh even apply in Chutz La'aretz. Vos Rebbe Lozer L'meima, Chadosh Ein Noig Ela Ba'aretz, Chadosh only applies at Eretz Yisrael. The Moshev, because he's the one that holds the word Moshe means La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that Rabbi Lezer is the Mekel, and Rabbi Lezer is the Mandom that says the Chadosh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, how will you understand the word Af? Rabbi Lezer Omer Af also says that Chadosh, Af Chadosh doesn't go back to all of a climb, it goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. That the beginning of the Mishnah taught us that there's a difference between Mitzvah Tlois Baretz and Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, says Rabbi Lezer, Afa Chodosh, Chodosh is in the same category that it's a Mitzvah Tlois Baretz that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the obvious question that the Rishonim ask when we learn this piece of Gemara, We have a very obvious Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Tanakam says, Chutz Ma'arl V'Klaim, that they apply even Chutz Lorotz. Rabbi Lazar, I'm Af Chodesh. How do you explain those words? That even Chodesh applies in Chutz Lorotz. Why would you want to Fadrei a Mishnah? Why is the Gemara going there? So Rishonim answer, going back to what we discussed in the Mishnah, that if we're going to explain that Rabbi Lazar's demand the Omer that holds Chodesh applies in Chutz Lorotz, but the Tanakama's demand the Omer that holds Chodesh does not apply in Chutz Lorotz. The Halacha, however, say to Rishonim, is that Chodesh does apply in Chutz Lorotz. So whose opinion are we following? We're following the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, not the opinion of the Tanakama, which is difficult. We always follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, the Tanakama, not Rabbi Lazar. That's why the Gemara attempts, it's not the Maskana, that's why the Gemara attempts to say that we should sort of convolute the Mishnah to have the Mishnah having the Tanakama hold that Chodesh applies in Chutz Lorotz, not Rabbi Lazar. I don't want anybody to think that I have an agenda to push Chodesh in Chutz Lorotz, but I'm just repeating what the Rishonim say. So what is the question, just to review, what is the question if Chodesh does or doesn't apply in Chutz Lorotz reduced to? The Torah used the words regarding by Chodesh, Abchomash Veseichem, and the question is, how do we explain those words? Do we explain Abchomash Veseichem wherever you live, which would indicate that Chodesh even applies in Chutz Lorotz, or does Abchomash Veseichem mean in Eretz Yisrael La'acha Yerusha Yeshiva after those 14 years? Before we go into the next Gemara, we have to review some history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael to build a Mishkan with a Mizbeach in the Midbar. From when that Mishkan and Mizbeach were built, the only place a person could bring a carbon is at that Mizbeach. Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael. For the first 14 years that they were in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't really have a Mishkan. They had some sort of edifice in Gilgal. That was called the Bama Seber, the communal Bama. But during those 14 years, everybody could build their own Bama Siachit. A carbon Seber could only be bought in Bama Seber. A carbon Yachid, if an individual wanted to bring a carbon, he could bring it in Bama Siachit. Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Bekiva, which is very vital in understanding the Gemara, if somebody brought a carbon during those years on the Bama Siachit, did he bring the Sachim or not? Rabbi Shmuel says he didn't. Rabbi Akiva says he did. For the next 369 years, the Mishkan stood in Shiloh. While the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, Shiloh was an edifice with stone walls. Bamas Yachid were prohibited. Only the Mishkan in Shiloh was the only place a person could bring a carbon. For the next 57 years after Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan were in Noi V'Givayim. Again, they were temporary buildings, edifices. During those 57 years, again, the Bamas Yachid was permitted, and the Machlokes of Rishmar B'Kiva becomes relevant again. And then, after those 57 years, the Beis HaMikdash was built. And the halacha is, once the Beis HaMikdash is built, Bamas Yachid remained permanently prohibited forever. That's the history. Now we learn the Gemara. Tashma, the Amar Abaya. Abaya seeks to identify who is the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Man Tana the Palaglade Rebbe Lezer. Who is the Tanakama of our Mishnah? Says Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel he. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, Lelamdecha, Shekom Mokum Shenemba by Moshev, the Torah regarding Bamas Yochid and the obligation to bring the Sikh and Sochim uses the words Moshev to teach us Enel Acha Yerushav Yeshiva de Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we only start bringing Nesachim when Shiloh is erected after the 14 years, after the 14 years of Gilgal. Amar Bekiva, says Rabbi Kiva, how could you say that the word Moshev only means after Yerusha B'Shiva? Hare Shabbos, regarding Shabbos, Shenemabo, the Torah uses the words Moshavos, Lo Savaru Eish, and we know that Shabbos, Noyhagas Ben Barat Ben Mechutz Laretz. So Bekiva argues to Rabbi Shmuel, how could you define the word Meshavas to mean La'ach Yerusha V'Yeshiva when we see the same word by Shabbos? Amalei,
Rabbi Shmuel replies to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos Kav HaChomer asks you. Shabbos, I could teach you what a Kav HaChomer applies even Chutz La'aretz. Because Ma Mitzvah's Kalis, a relatively lenient mitzvah, the Haloch is Mehegis, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz. Shabbos, which is Chamira, because the Haloch is if somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, his Chayiv Skila, Lekashke. So now, before we go any further, says Abaya, says the Gemara, Nidol Ma'abaya, Man Tana the Palaglader Belazar. If Abaya identified that the Tanakam Va Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, Shma Mina, so we clearly see that Rabbi Lazar L'chum Apalag. Rabbi Lazar is the Machmer. Rabbi Shmuel is the Tanakama. And he defines Meshavas, Lach Yerushiv Yeshiva. And as we said a moment ago, if we explain Meshav means Lach Yerushiv Yeshiva, the Chodesh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and that Tanakama therefore will hold the Chodesh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Lazar is Machmer Afa Chodesh, that Meshav means anywhere you live, and it means even in Chutz La'aretz, Shma Mina. So we have explained our Mishnah. Tanakama holds only in Eretz Yisrael is Chodesh, Rabbi Lazar holds Chodesh is even in Chutz La'aretz. However, Michti, now ask the Gemara Rishmol HaHechakai, regarding what subject, as we spoke a moment ago, does Rabbi Shmuel say that the word Meshavas means La'ach Yerushiv Yeshiva? As I said, it refers to the subject of Nesachim. Ask the Gemara, how could you compare Nesachim to Chadash? Be Nesachim, the Torah uses the words Biur Meshik Sibu. The Torah doesn't just use the word Meshiv, the Torah also uses the word Biur. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what we meant to say. Hachakama. Lelamed, shakal mokum shenem biur meshiv, wherever the Torah uses the word biur meshiv, ain al achir yerushiv yeshiva. The Rebbe Shmuel. And by chadosh, the Torah also uses the word yerushiv yeshiva. So what we're learning now is, we're sort of qualifying what Rebbe Shmuel says. Rebbe Shmuel is teaching us that if the Torah uses the word yerushiv yeshiva, as it does by Nesachim, as it does by Chadash, then the Torah is teaching us that only after those 14 years will these dinim apply. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, if so, we don't understand Rabbi Kiva's question. Ihachi, Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Harei Shabbos, Shenemah by Meshavas. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Shmuel, if your line of reasoning is connect, why does Shabbos apply anywhere, everywhere? V'amalei Rabbi Shmuel applied to him, Shabbos Kavachaymi. Shabbos applies everywhere because of the Kavachaymer, that Shabbos is so stringent. Why does Rabbi Shmuel have to give such an answer? He could have said a simpler answer. Namely, Rabbi Shmuel should have responded to Rabbi Kiva, and no be a Moshe Kamina. I only said that you wait for Yerusha v'Yeshiva, where the Torah uses both words, the word Abia and the word Amoshev. But Shabbos, the Torah only uses the word Meshiv. So how's Rabbi Kiva ask the Gemara, asking to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the dialogue here? Shabbos only says Meshiv, Chadosh says Meshiv Yeshiva. Says the Gemara, that's the way to understand exactly the dialogue. Chada the Oikamalei. That's the way to understand what Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Kiva. Chada, number one, your comparison of Shabbos to Nesachim is a weak comparison. That no biu Meshiv Kamina. When do I say it means Yerusha v'Yeshiva? When the Torah uses both the word Biyah and both the word Meshiv. Shabbos, the Torah only uses the word Meshiv. Furthermore, V'aydu ka'amrit, haray Shabbos, shenemah by Meshavos, even if you want to say your line of argument, it's weak, because Shabbos ka'vachaymahu, Shabbos is more stringent. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. Rekiva was a pretty big Tam Chacham. So I, Rekiva, make this mistake of asking a question, of comparing a pasuk that says the word Moshev alone to the pasuk that says Moshev Ubiya. What does Rekiva's have a meaning? So Pnei Yeshua says a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Beautiful pshat. Pnei Yeshua says Rekiva's question wasn't on Shabbos. His question was on Chodosh. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? That just like by Nesachim, the Torah uses the word Moshev Ubiya, and it means Lach Yerusha V'Yeshiva, so too is the din by Chodosh. Asks Rabbi Kiva, you can't compare Chodosh to Nesachim. Why? Because if you look in the Chumash, in Parshas Nesachim, the word Yerusha and Yeshiva are right next to each other. Yerusha Viyah. So that's why you could understand that it means Lach Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Yes, the Torah uses the word Yeshiva Viyah by Chodosh. but this is at the beginning of the parasha, and this is at the end of the parasha. So how are you comparing the two? Says Rabbi Shmuel, you can't compare it. So, and Mele says Rabbi Kiva, if anything, Chodesh should be similar to Shabbos, where it also says Moshev alone. Says Rabbi Shmuel, it's not the same. For two reasons. Number one, yes, Chodesh, Yerusha, and Yeshiva, Yerusha and Bia are not next to each other, but they're both there. And Shabbos, there is no Bia. And furthermore, Shabbos is more stringent, that's why it applies everywhere, whereas Chodesh is not so stringent and only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful Pshat from the Pnei Yeshua. Ask the Gemara by my Kamiflgi. So as I said earlier, there's a fundamental machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel about the Nesachim and the Bamas Yochid during those periods where the Bamas Yochid was permitted in Eretz Yisrael. Did they bring Nesachim or not? What is the basis of their machloikis? Explains the Gemara, the Kivu Nesachim b'Midbar Kamiflgi. The machloikis is when somebody brought a carbon Yochid in the Midbar. As Rashi explains, certainly when somebody brought a carbon seber in the Midbar, they brought Nesachim. There are explicit psukim to that. The question is, when somebody brought a carbon yochid in the Mishkan, did he bring Nesachim? Rishma saw like Kiva Nesachim in Midbar. They never brought Nesachim. Nesachim did not exist by carbon yochid. The Kivu, Rabbi Kiva saw Kiva Nesachim in Midbar. So this is the way to understand the psukim. According to Rishma, this entire concept of Nesachim to be brought on a carbon yochid was a new concept. And he says the Torah is telling us that this new concept should only be applicable after the 14 years when the Bamas Tzibah will be in existence. That when the Mishkan will be in existence. But where will you bring it? Only when you bring it to the Mishkan. Rabbi Kiva says, the Sochem and a carbon yochid, that's nothing new. It was always brought. And what's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us that when you were in the Midbar, you couldn't have a Bamas yochid. As we said earlier, when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, those first 14 years, you're going to allow to have the Bamas Yochid while the Mishkan is in Gilgal. During those 14 years, not only tells us a Rabbi Kiva where the Bamas Yochid will be permitted, but when you bring a carbon Yochid in that Bama, you'll bring the Sochid. Amar Abaya says Abaya, Hai Tanad Beri Shmol, Mapach Midach Tanad Beri Shmol. This version of the Tanna Bei Rishmol that we've been learning till now, that teaches us that the only time you wait the 14 years is where the Torah uses the words Yeshiva Ubiya, is in contradiction or is in disagreement with another opinion of Rishmol. Hi Tanna Bei Rishmol, Mapak Meidav Tanna Bei Rishmol. The Tanna Bei Rishmol, Hor V'Nemer B'Torah Stam. Many times the Torah tells us a mitzvah is only applicable when we come to Eretz Yisrael. And by one of the mitzvahs that we've been discussing, the Torah teaches us that what does Bia mean? It means only La'achi Yerusha V'Yeshiva, after those 14 years that we conquer and divide the land, Af Kol La'achi Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Anywhere where the Torah says that the mitzvah is only applicable when we come to Eretz Yisrael, tells us Rabbi Shmuel, even if the Torah only uses the word Bia, we have to wait those 14 years. Says the Gemara, Vidach, and the other man, the Omar, who holds that only the first version of Yishmol, that only when the Torah uses the words Yeshiva Ubiya, that's where we wait 14 years. Anywhere else not. Why? What's his reasoning? He says because of the following reasoning. Mishum Na'avim Melech Bikurim, Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echod, V'kol Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echod, Ein Malamdim. We know, we've discussed this in this parak, that if the Torah tells us a din once, that could serve as a source for other areas of halacha. But if the Torah tells us a din twice, why did the Torah have to tell it to us twice? The Torah must be teaching us that only when we tell you this is the din, that is the din. Anywhere else, that's not the din. Otherwise, the Torah could have only said it once. The Torah teaches us in two places in halacha that you have to wait for the Yerusha V'Yeshiva. What are the two places? Melech, the obligation to appoint a king, and Bikurim, the application to bring the Bikurim. Says that Tana, since we see that the Torah teaches us twice the wait of 14 years, the Torah is teaching us only here, by these two areas of Halacha, do you wait the 14 years, everywhere else you don't. Vidach, so how does this version of Yishmol defend himself? Tzrichi. He says, even though the Torah mentions it both by Melech and both Bikurim, there's a reason. Dikas Rechman Melech. Had the Torah only told us the Melech
should be appointed after the 14 years. V'leikos bikurim. But bikurim, the Torah wouldn't tell us to wait the 14 years. Have mina bikurim. We get to eat the fruit as soon as we come out to Israel, to come asani la'altar. We immediately enjoy the fruit, so therefore immediately we should be obligated to bring them. V'kos bikurim. Had the Torah only written bikurim, the loy kos of melech, and not melech, having been a melech, we need a king immediately. The darker lichbush, la'altar, we need a king immediately to lead us in battle. So that's why it's not considered a situation of shnei suvim haboim kechad. Vidach, how does the other, and that's why they're both mentioned, but it's not shnei suvim haboim kechad, and that's why they could serve as a source for kol ha'Torah kula, you wait till the 14 years are up. Vidach, and the other man Dhamma says, it would be enough for the Torah to say melech v'leibar bikurim. So really the Torah should have just taught us this din, that we wait 14 years by the din of appointing a king. And there is no need to teach us that we should wait 14 years by bikurim. V'no amina, and I will say, umam melech, the lichbash, we need a king to lead us in battle. Still, lach yirush v'yeshiva, we have to wait for 14 years or up, bikurim, like kolshkein. So the Rishonim asked the obvious question. We just gave a reasoning why we would think Shabikurim should apply immediately. The Kamasani, because we enjoy the fruit, so we should have to get the Bikurim. What happened to that argument? So I saw two answers to that question. One answer is, yes, there's a concept of Masani, that we enjoy the fruit. But the concept of needing a king to lead us in battle is a lot stronger than just enjoying fruit. So we see that the king can wait, certainly the Bikurim can wait. That's one explanation. The other explanation that the Ritva suggests is that there's a proof that Bikurim could wait. Because just like we bring Bikurim, because we enjoy it, we also take off Maaser and Truma. Truma and Maaser, everybody agrees that we waited for the 14 years. So we see that Masani is not a strong argument. Because we see that we waited 14 years. Vidach, and the other man, the Amma, says, Ikasu Hachi, if the Torah would have not mentioned Bikurim, have a mina, we should compare Truma to Chala. And just like Chala, they had to begin taking off Chala immediately, I would say the same thing applies to Bikurim, Kamash Malam. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Sefer Chochmas HaTorah. Now we're saying, at least according to this version of Rabbi Shmuel, where the Torah uses the word Moshev, it means after the 14 years of Yerusha v'Yeshiva Netz Yisrael. Yerusha v'Chalukah Netz Yisrael. There's a pasuk in the Torah. U'moshev b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim. So there the Torah uses the word Moshev, and it's clearly not a Netz Yisrael, it's a Netz Mitzrayim. So he answers, there's a difference when the Torah uses the word Moshev versus where the Torah uses the word Moshevaisam. Where the Torah uses the word Moshev, doesn't necessarily mean Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mean anything with Yerusha v'Yeshiva. But the Torah uses the word Moshevaisam, that's when it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. And he has a beautiful raya. He says, by Machas Choshech, what does the Pasuk say? V'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'Moshevaisam. What does b'Moshevaisam mean? How did Klal Yisrael have or in their homes in Mitzrayim? There's Machas Choshech. So the Medrash says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the light from Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish homes in Mitzrayim. U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor, because it was Moshevaisam, they had Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz in Mitzrayim, and that's why they had that R. Says the Gemara, the Hashad Amrit, not that our Mishnah and our Gemara have established that Chayvus HaGuf Nehages, Bein Be'eretz, Bein Be'chutz La'aretz, Moshev, the Kosh Rechman Agav, Shabbos Lamali. So what did the Torah have to tell us, the Moshev, that Shabbos we have to do in Chutz La'aretz? Of course, it's a Chayvus HaGuf. Answers the Gemara, Itzrich, Salka Data Chamina, Hol Ubinyana de Mo'adis Ksiva. Since the Parsha Shabbos is written in the Torah together with the Parsha of Yom Tovim, to buy Kiddush, we should have to have Bezdin appoint the Shabbos, Kamayadis, Kamash Malon. That's what the Torah teaches us, that Shabbos doesn't have to go through that process. And Machlokish Rishonim, what does the Gemara mean? One approach is that we know that the Chodesh has to be appointed by Bezdin in Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda. And we would think that the same thing would have to be in Shabbos. Or, another pshat that Rishonim suggests, that Sunday, Bezdin has to say, today is Sunday, Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, and 7 days from now is going to be Shabbos. So I saw that the Imre Emes asks,
We have to understand a Havamina of a Gemara also. Why would we have a Havamina that Shabbos requires specific appointment? We know that every week, Shabbos is Shabbos. Why would we have a Havamina? So he says a very nice raya. The halach is a Bechor by definition. The Pat Derechim we discussed earlier is by definition a Bechor. Still the Torah says, we learned the Gemara's, Kaddish Lika Bechor. One has to officially designate the Bechor as Bechor. It's a Bechor even without our designation. Yet the Torah says we have to designate it. We would think the same should be by Shabbos. K'mashmo and then no. Continues the Gemara. Moshev, the Kos Rechmona Gabi Chelev Adam. The Torah uses the word Moshev by the parasha that we're not allowed to eat, Chelev Adam. The Pasuk uses the words, Chukas Olam L'Doris Seichem B'chol Moshev Seichem Kol Chelev V'chol Dam V'yisei Chelev. So the same question, it's a Chayv Seguf, Lomeli, answers the Gemara Itzrich. Salka Data Chamina, Hoyel B'inyon of the Kabbonis K'sivi, since the parasha of Chelev Adam is in the middle of the parasha of Kabbonis. One would think, but Zmandika Karbon, when Karbonis were applicable, Nitzer, that's when Chelv Adam should be also to eaten. Nitzer Chelv Adam. But Zmandika Karbon, Loi, Kamash Malan. Ask the Gemara. Moshe the Kos Rechmona Gabin Matzamara Lamali. Matzamara is a personal obligation. What does the Pasuk say? Moshe? Itzrich. Sakadat Chamina. Hoyel the Kos Viksiv, Amatzis Umroiri Mechlu. That we eat the Pesach. Moru, and the current Pesach, the Matz and the Moru. So one would think, when we obligated to eat Pesach, Matz and Moru, only when we bring the current Pesach. But when we don't bring a current Pesach, Loi, Kamashmon, unfortunately we can't bring a current Pesach, but that doesn't change the reality that we could eat Matz and Moru. Be it the Kos Rachmona Gav Tfilin or Petach Amor Lomeli, why does the Torah say the word Bia by Tfilin Petach Amor? If, as we said at the beginning of our shir, it's a chayv saguf, so ought to apply everywhere. Answers the Gemara, and by the way, the reason the Torah says is, l'chatanya deber v'shmol, asay mitzvah zu, do the mitzvah of tefillin, do the mitzvah of techamor, shebishvila, if you will fulfill these mitzvahs, we will be zaych at the konos l'aretz to have Mashiach and enter Eretz Yisrael.